Ads in Salt Lake City's daily newspapers Thursday urged people to transform their support for public lands into political action. It's part of the outdoor industry's new counteroffensive against the movement to put federal lands under state control. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
Outdoor recreation companies say their $600 billion industry depends on having beautiful places to play in. So hunters and fishermen are joining hands with mountain bikers and backcountry hikers to stop what they see as an existential threat. John Sterling leads a political coalition called the Conservation Alliance, and this week he's urging the recreation business and the conservation community to band together to fight the Utah-grown lands transfer movement.
We hope to galvanize a renewed commitment, not just to stopping this bad idea, but to standing up for protection of your federal lands and the important role they play in the success of this industry and in your lives.
The outdoor industry says derailing what they call a public lands heist means reminding Americans about their stake in the great outdoors. Meanwhile, the lands transfer movement is taking hold outside Utah, where Republican State Representative Ken Ivory originated the idea. Ivory couldn't be reached for comment, but critics of his campaign say reversing its momentum means speaking out. Janae Pettit and her husband Bob operate the Ergo paddleboarding shop in Orem.
We rent paddleboards and we sell paddleboards. If our customers have nowhere to take them, we don't have a business. So I started realizing this really impacts us a lot more than I was thinking.
The Pettits hope to band together with other small business owners to educate their customers and the political leaders who are making decisions about public lands. Judy Faze, KUER News.